Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mesquite Mitsubishi has the brand new Outlander Sport SUV starting at just $16,900. Visit mymitsu.com. The segment also brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort.
Here are the giveaways as Choppy is back with us, Sean and RJ, live from the Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Stop by and say what's up to start off your week. We have Los Lonely Boys every day at this time at 7:40, Oregon, Auburn.
Ooh.
That game going down in Arlington, and then at 9:40, FC Dallas, Houston, Dynamo ticket. So those are the giveaways for you turning it on, leaving it on. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. And if you are listening on radio.com, you're appreciated.
All right.
Come out to the Men's Tea Clinic. It is a $25 tea tolo special, $25 tea test, or you can call and schedule a location appointment anywhere. If you haven't been feeling yourself, tired, gained a few pounds, get the levels checked. It's the new Men's Tea Clinic today in Grapevine on the Access Road on the northeast corner of William B. Tate and 114, 1-800-246-LOW-T or mensteaclinic.com. Stop into Addison, the Colony of Castle Hills, Frisco, McKinney, and now Grapevine. Yesterday, very special event for Jared Sandler. It was a fundraising karaoke night in Arlington. Ben Rogers helped put this thing on. Props to all the tolos that went out there. And we have some of the performances in order to help restore the damage to Sandler's house. It got flooded twice.
Not laughing about the damage. I'm laughing about the performances.
You went out there, Roy?
I did. I got to go out there and say hello to all the people that came out and supported Jared Sandler. And, man, there are quite a bit of people that care a lot about our good friend Jared Sandler. So that was really cool to see. Met the guys out at Legal Draft who have invited us out there for any pre-game festivities that we would be interested in, either Cowboys or Rangers, to go out there and share a drink. But, man, it was a lot of fun. The person I was most impressed by, though, and I think you know this, Sean, having been out with him several times, there's no one more in their element at a karaoke bar than KT Fun Tweets.
Well, Choppy's there.
I'm in my element.
Choppy is well in his element also. There's no denying that, although Choppy and I's paths did not cross yesterday. I think he was out of there by the time I had gotten there for a little bit. But either way, the crowd that was there was impressive.
Rangers show up?
I would have been really nervous. Delino DeShields, Joey Gal were hanging out. I wanted to say Jake Smolinski, but there was another Ranger who I didn't recognize. John Daniels was in the building. CJ Nitkowski, Dave Raymond, the broadcasters, obviously. Our boy Hixie was over there. Eric Nadell saying hello. So that was really cool to see all those guys just hanging out and supporting our boy.
Missing the star of the entire show.
Well, I didn't say him because I knew we were getting to the audio.
Third base coach Tony Beasley on stage singing for Sandler. And he got there, Tony Beasley. That's how you sing karaoke.
It is. If you can sing. If you can sing.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of people who do karaoke. Ones who take themselves too seriously, and then ones who do not.
Wow.
He falls into he takes himself seriously about it, and then KT and myself fall into the we are just frontmen.
Now, KT went with his
He went with his standard I'm going to kill myself song.
Was this a standard for him? I've not heard. I feel like KT always picks a good variety. He doesn't do a lot of the same songs.
Well, he's been leaning on this one.
Okay, you guys have heard this before. Sean's heard this one before.
No, this is what he sang in Oxnard.
In Oxnard, he sang this. And, this
it's a great song.
Song by the Killers.
Yeah.
And KT decides that he is going to just go and go jam it up.
So you went and saw, you're obsessed with all the auction items.
I did, yeah. So I went early. I didn't know we were not going to be singing until about 8 o'clock. So I got there like an idiot at 5:45. I was the first one there. And I get to see all the auction items. They had a Tony Romo autographed jersey. They had Manny Pacquiao autographed boxing gloves there. Very, very cool. And then they had Ranger tickets to a game coming up. And they had a few other things. So they had a lot of auction items that they were going to give away, and that was really, really cool to see because, you know, all this money is going to, and Sandler needs the, you know, needed the help because of the issue with his home. So this was a good little night out there.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053 with Sean and RJ. Yesterday, I got this news late yesterday, but I wanted to see if anyone cared about it like I did. They're bringing something back.
Oh, yeah.
White Claw, who's in for Troy today, way too young for it. He's only 25. Roy didn't really know what it was either.
Shame.
Hit it, Eric. Is making a He-Man anime series for Netflix.
Yeah, you call him Kevin Smith. A lot of people still call him Silent Bob.
Yeah.
But this is a must. This is amazing. I can't wait for this.
This Voltron Thundercats, and I was in heaven.
I never got into either one of the other two.
Thundercats.
Yeah, I never got into the other two.
He-Man.
I was 100% into He-Man. This is a phenomenal kid show.
Skeletor.
Yep. Castle Grayskull.
Oh. Roy, you have...
She-Ra.
She-Ra.
I don't know any of these characters. I don't know any of these references. I do remember Snarf. Not going to be able to get that out of my head the rest of the day.
What about the other two young kids in here? Do you know He-Man? He's heard of it. And no.
No,
so
no idea.
We're two for... No,
that's fine.
Three
it had
five.
It had a movie, obviously, to it.
Didn't see it.
You didn't see the live action movie?
No, was it good? Okay, not that good.
And by the way, the original show wasn't anime. So is Netflix like...
What is the difference between cartoons and anime?
Well, I feel like it's a little bit more of an Asian influence, if you will. a little bit more.
All anime has to be Asian.
Japanimation type of stuff.
So let me ask you this. When Troy is doing his anime in Las Colinas, is that Japanese influence?
I've been to that building at Funimation, at the Funimation Studios, and I would say yes.
It says anime is hand-drawn and computer animation originating from or associated with Japan.
All right.
So the word anime is the Japanese term for animation.
Okay, but I'm right. It's associated with Japan,
yes.
Right? Like, is Netflix going to pretend now that their animated show Disenchantment is anime? Like, that's not anime. That's not Dragon Ball Z anime.
Well, I know. This is a cartoon. This is a cartoon.
Yeah, but it says anime version.
A cartoon, I think, is going to flop.
Did you see what happened with? It's no.
It's no BoJack Horseman. What do you call it?
BoJack Dumbass.
Horse Dumbass.
Something like that. He makes us watch all the time.
BoJack.
Phil Mickelson running into some problems.
Yeah, he was. His hotel got struck by lightning. So they're playing in the. It was the BMW. It was at Medina, and he was almost late. He almost missed his tee time yesterday. They had a lightning strike, and he was kind of locked out of his hotel.
Now, give us a golf story where you got reprimanded out there in California.
This was simple. So I had a great golf trip in California, and a lot of people helped me out. A couple of people who live here in DFW. My boy Brennan, who is a caddy for Gary Woodland, and Jim Vincent, who is a rep for a golf club company. And they got me on some awesome courses. But one of them that they got me on was a place called Valencia Country Club. Great spot. Old school. Very colonial-esque. Like, just like the colonial. Well, I walk in there, and the guy looks at me. I walk in there. I have this sort of Kavanaugh hat on, one of those bucket hats. But it was a golf bucket hat. I walk in there with this hat on. My shirt's undone. I got my Lulu shorts on. I don't care. And this guy looks at me kind of cross. I pay. I go down the way to go get a drink before the round. And the guy looks at me after I make my order. He says, take your hat off.
Whoa.
I said, what? He goes, you got to take your hat off in here. Like terse, ooh, he says it to me.
Terse.
And I'm like, okay. I took my hat off. And he says, is your shirt untucked? I was like, yeah, tuck your shirt in.
Dang.
And I was like, is this a rule or are you just like being my dad? He's like, no, you have to have a shirt tucked in here.
Good. I'm glad you finally got golfed.
I got golfed.
I got golfed.
And then I put my cell phone out. No cell phones allowed in here. No cell phones allowed. The members lounge. I'm like, well, I'm not a member. What am I supposed to do? But no cell phones, shirt tucked in, got to have your hat off. I was like, I don't know what to do.
I'm glad the snootiness of this sport finally bit you.
I didn't know what to do.
Finally. So you just followed the rules.
I followed the rules. I wanted to play. I've heard great things about this course, and it was phenomenal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.